President-elect Donald Trump's pick for labor secretary is getting a lot of attention since the announcement yesterday. Like several of Trump's cabinet choices, Andrew Puzder is a wealthy businessman, and labor groups are concerned about his commitment to workers' rights. Kate Taylor is with Business Insider. She has interviewed him and joins us now. Kate, welcome. And tell us a little bit about who he is and the type of business he's built.
So Andy Puzder is currently the CEO of CKE Restaurants, which franchises and runs Carl's Jr. and Hardee's, so two fast food chains that are very well known. I think a lot of people have been to them. And he's been very outspoken in his criticism of a lot of regulation on businesses, outspoken in his criticism of most efforts to raise the minimum wage, and outspoken in his criticism of just in general, a lot of labor regulations.
And so, one of the things that he said about the minimum wage in particular is that he believes that if you pay Sally $15, then Susie's not going to have a job, and that that's why the minimum wage should not be raised.
Yes, he told me that where he is very much someone who believes that it's better to have a lower minimum wage and have more people employed. He certainly believes that raising the minimum wage leads to lower employment, in part because he thinks that that's going to lead to more automation, basically robots taking people's jobs.
He also believes that paid sick leave policies are problematic.
Yes. In general, he does not really support any new overtime laws or any regulation in general that a lot of more liberal and progressive politicians have pushed for.
Yet on the issue of immigration, he wrote an op-ed in The Wall Street Journal during the campaign and said Trump's policies on immigration that he had talked about are not the best fit.
In general, immigration is one of the biggest ways he disagrees with Trump, where he wants to have more immigration. And part of that is because as someone who is the CEO of a fast food chain, he sees kind of the demand there for workers who are going to work at minimum wage. And a lot of immigrants do fill those positions very well. So from his perspective, he kind of sees the benefits of having more open immigration policies and a lot of immigration reform.
What has he said about automating more jobs?
So basically, his argument is if minimum wage continues to rise, it's going to be more profitable for fast food companies to replace workers with kiosks. So, for example, if you're checking out at a McDonald's or a Carl's Jr., instead of having a cashier check you out, there would be a kiosk. So that takes out complicating factors such as basic human issues, getting sick, having to get paid overtime, maybe suing the company if you're injured on the job, that a kiosk or machine would not have.
So with all that you've learned about him, what kind of labor secretary do you think he'd be?
I think that he's going to be someone that's very, very heavily supported by the International Franchise Association. I think that a lot of corporations are going to be very happy with how he kind of manages his government. I think that anyone who's pushing for the passage of laws that protect more workers' rights are going to have a bit of an uphill battle with him. So I think that it's going to be very interesting to see a labor secretary that has a history of not really encouraging legislation that really protects minimum wage, that protects workers' overtime.
That's Kate Taylor, a reporter with Business Insider, talking with us about Donald Trump's pick for labor secretary, Andrew Puzder. Kate, thanks so much.
Thank you.